I wonder why they just didn't back off and just leave him alone and come back another day. They know where he lives. They know who he is.
There was a girl involved, and that makes it a domestic, and they've changed all the ruling on that. They don't even have to have a warrant anymore to come in. When that happens, they can pull windows out, take out side walls, anything. So they've made it, with the legal system, more, as far as I'm concerned, a lot more volatile, although you can't have somebody in there being victimized. You know, if that guy was losing it and was, you know, breaking that girl's bones or threatening to kill her or something like that, then, you know, that's not good either. So if you would have been a loner, you know, they may have played it like that, but I don't know. My little brother-in-law was a loner, and he was all alone. And matter of fact, he wasn't even near any buildings. He was out there around the lakes, about 1,500 feet from that location. And they filled him full of holes.
Well, the girl, she was not in there. She
was actually fine until you made the conscious decision to point a weapon at the troopers and start cranking some rounds off. Then it was game over. So at that point, you're not left with too many options.